Brent Costello from Win TV. How are you, mate?
Going well, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Did you have a punt on the Caulfield Cup, by the way?
I didn't in the end, actually. No, I'm trying to. I'm going to the Melbourne Cup. I think I mentioned that Friday. So I'm trying to save my punting money for the day of. So not this time around. I'm normally a big punter, though, so I've got to be careful.
Right. Okay, now I want to start off with Women's Ashes. I watched the end of the game yesterday, and really close game, and Australia getting, I think it works out, they award points after each game, and they play some 50, some 20 over cricket, and then a test match at the end.
Yeah, so a lot different to the Men's Ashes, which is purely test matches. So, yeah, one day game yesterday to kick things off, and a wonderful start for our girls, Australia. Got the job done, which is fantastic. England, 9 for 228 they made, and Australia 8 wickets down for 231. So got the job done in the end. It was a nice close finish, and they get 2 points for that. So I'm not sure. I guess the test matches are worth more. I'm not exactly sure how much, but that's a nice way to start the series, that's for sure.
Yeah. So they're on again, I think, on Wednesday or Thursday in Coffs Harbour for another 50-over game. Gee, there was a heap of...
It was a crowd too, Darren, as well. It's fantastic to see that it was a packed house there for the big game as well, and it was... And everyone getting right behind the women's series as they should, because this is as good as the men's Ashes. I think it's a quality of play, and great to see the public getting behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. I couldn't agree more. Kayla, there was a heap of motorsport on the weekend. In fact, they're still going, the USA Grand Prix. Have you got new? I heard Daniel Ricciardo's out.
Yeah, I've just heard that as well, actually. So that's disappointing news. So obviously, he's been. On the podium, as I mentioned a lot, so it would have been nice to see him try and get that next step, but you can't do that if you're not out there, so that's disappointing news for him.
Yeah, so that race is still in progress. Okay, the Gold Coast 600 yesterday, and Scott McLaughlin got home with probably, he had enough fuel in the tank to do a burnout, and that was it.
Yeah, unbelievable, wasn't it, how close it was? And what about the series itself? It's just outstanding, and a promoter's dream at the moment, so he won that race yesterday. Just ahead of Jamie Wincup, but Wincup goes to the top of the leaderboard now in the driver's standing. So he's on 2,580 and Fabian Coulthard 2,563. So 17 points between the top two. And then just behind Coulthard is Scotty McLaughlin on 2,553. So we are in for a pulsating end of the season. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it was. I watched a bit of the end of that too yesterday, and it was terrific. And him pushing the car home to the pits was excellent. That was great TV to watch. The Australian Motorcycle Grand Prix was running one on the weekend. Mark Marquez winning that at Phillip Island.
Yeah, always a wonderful event, isn't it? So he got the job done just ahead of Valentino Rossi. So a great result for him. Jack Miller, he was outstanding as well. Obviously, he's going to be a huge part of the sport in years to come. But Mark Marquez was there yesterday and continues to lead the World MotoGP.
Mm. Now, A-League Soccer, we haven't been mentioning the A-League Soccer over recent weeks, so I think we should get back on track with that. Melbourne City look the team to beat?
Yeah, they do. They're looking fantastic, and I really like what they're doing, Melbourne City. They're a wonderful team, and obviously Timmy Cahill, a big part of that as well. Great to see him running around the A-League. He's been doing it for a little while now, but... have someone of his calibre, I guess, makes the competition that little bit more exciting. We had some big results over the weekend. A 2-2 draw in the Sydney Derby between Sydney FC and Western Sydney Wanderers. So that was a nice close game. What about yesterday? We had Brisbane Roar going down to Newcastle Jets, 2-1. And Perth Glory, too good for Central Coast Mariners, 2-1 as well. And, Melbourne City got the job done against Wellington Phoenix on Saturday, 1-0. Way back on Friday night, 2-2 draw between Adelaide United and Melbourne Victory. So the victory, probably not the start of the season they would have liked, but a draw, better than a loss, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah. And NBL basketball, New Zealand Breakers and Perth Wildcats on top of the ladder. Have you been watching much NBL?
I actually have, yeah. It's been great to watch. I really like the NBL, and it's really... coming back as a major player in Australian sport, it was down in the doldrums there for a while, but there's a bit of hype about a Tasmanian team joining in a couple of years' time as well, so it's pretty exciting. Sydney Kings have got a few issues at the moment. Andrew Gaze, they're getting beaten at the moment by a lot, especially on the weekend, 114 to 84, so a bit of a hiding against the Adelaide 36ers. But yep, the New Zealand Breakers dominating the top at the moment, 3-1 to start their season. The Wildcats too going along nicely in second, and the Kings, as I said, holding at the bottom of the table at the moment, which is they'd like to turn that round pretty quickly, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon so. Yeah, you're right. The standard of basketball that they're playing in the NBL, I've watched a couple of games now, and it's excellent. You know, they're doing the big slam dunks, and it's very exciting to watch. Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had the Burnie 10 here on the weekend. It's billed as Australia's premier 10K road race, and I think it's justified. They had a huge crowd and a lot of competitors. Well done to Stuart McSwain, who's from King Island. So a local wins the Burnie 10, and Eloise Wellings won the women's, and beautiful conditions in Burnie for that yesterday. So well done to Stuart and Eloise. That Stuart McSwain guy, look... he's winning a few races, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really come to the fore in the last 12 months or so. He's had a few records overseas and really taking it all before him. So great to see him get it done in his home state yesterday. And there's certainly big things to come for Stuart McSwain. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, well, let's hope he gets to the Commonwealth Games. Thanks for that, mate. And we'll catch up with you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Dan.